Today, we'll be speaking with Steve Durbin, Managing Director of the Information Security Forum, on the topic of aligning cybersecurity with your organization's business strategy. In an earlier conversation, we talked about communicating with the board of directors and other key stakeholders about information risk and how this typically falls on the shoulders of the Chief Information Security Officer, or CISO. But it points to a larger issue. The ISF has research that shows most large organizations are misaligned when it comes to communicating about information security risk, and that the solutions they have in place don't match the actual known risks. This misalignment can eventually create bigger issues for the enterprise. Today, we're going to look at why it's so important for organizations to align cybersecurity across the enterprise so that it's embedded not only with business strategy, but corporate culture and values. What are a few key mistakes that companies can sometimes make when it comes to talking about information security, and how can they not make those mistakes in the future?
It's really, I think, coming to the conclusion that security isn't just something that is done in the background. And I think that as we see upcoming legislation changing the picture considerably, particularly in the European Union, for instance, but not just there, here in the United States and in other parts of the world as well, it's equally going through a state of change and flux. I think as we see that happening, it becomes more evident that security is here to stay as a business enabler. I think the mistake that people can take is that they view it still as a technology issue. It isn't. It is actually a cultural issue. If we look at the way in which people respond to security, the whole issue of awareness and people really, for me, is front and center in all of this. You know, people have the ability to be the strongest link in the security chain. They also have the potential to be the weakest. And that's because we just do things. You know, social media has changed the way in which we operate. It's changed the way in which organizations need to look at the use that's made of information. And so the biggest mistake organizations can make, I think, is assuming that they can tightly control and lock down all of this. You simply can't. Not even government, actually, and we've seen plenty of evidence of that of late in different parts of the world. So don't assume that you can control it. Do assume, however, that you can take reasonable steps to protect mission-critical information assets that requires you, obviously, to identify them at all of the stages of the life cycle, to understand how they're being used, where they're being used, and to put in place reasonable controls around that that can be implemented, that people can respond well to and communicate. We're not good enough at communicating, I don't think, as well, some of the security challenges in a manner that is acceptable. And so I think we need to do a better job of relating. So for me, security is really on something of a journey. It's moved out of the era of pure play technology. It is something that has a significant impact on every business. And I think we need to be viewing it in a very, very different way. And certainly, I think smart organizations are learning to do that very quickly. And of course, it's in response to this thing that hangs over everybody's head, which is that one day there's going to be a breach of some shape or form, and we're going to have to respond to it and deal with it.
Right. Well, I think we'll see more and more of those. So I think this is a good conversation to have, and that's made my mind expand a bit to hear it's not a technology issue, it's a cultural issue. That's something to really mull over and really does get to the effect on all of our lives. How can the Information Security Forum help organizations align cyber with their business strategy? You've been talking about that. You have to align these. They're not living in separate vacuums. They must be aligned. How can they do that?
Well, from our standpoint at the ISF, you know, our members are big and small. They are multinationals. They are small entities that fit into a multinational supply chain. They're global as well. So we have pretty good visibility of some of the challenges that these organizations face. And in response to that, what we do on a regular basis is produce different elements of research that focus in on how organizations can achieve some of the things that we've just been talking about. We produce a range of different standards and frameworks that people can pick up and use. So it's not quite security in a box, but it is as probably as close as you're going to get. And certainly it maps across all of some of the industry standards that are out there. So, you know, in the United States, the NIST Cyber Framework, more globally, ISO. The aim, I think, of the ISF is to try to make things as simple as possible for organizations from a very practical standpoint to address the sorts of issues that we've been talking about here, and really enable CISOs and their departments to be able to have the sorts of conversations that we've been recommending by picking up some of our standard processes, our standard frameworks, our standard tools, and implementing them across the business. And you know, the ISF is also available to help CISOs do that. We're able to provide short-term consultancy engagements where we can actually come in and work with them to help solve some of the challenges we've been talking about.
The ISF recently announced the introduction of a new global consultancy service. I'm wondering how this new service is going to work to help business leaders strengthen their cyber resilience, like you're talking about, and improve that security posture.
Yeah, one of the challenges that we've seen around the world is a skill shortage. And, you know, that's not new news. So in response, really, to demand from our member organizations, what we have done is tried to put out there a range of services that plug some of those gaps. So they really are geared around providing ISF expertise around how a business can implement some of our guidance, some of our tools, some of our frameworks, to plug some of these resource gaps that we know that are out there. It may well be, for instance, that an organization wishes to understand how compliant it is with, let's say, the NIST cybersecurity framework. Well, the ISF is able to come in and help them do that assessment. Our interest is not in coming in and living with the organization on an ongoing basis. It is about coming in and providing some very specific guidance around a very well-defined problem, getting in and getting out as quickly as possible. And I think that certainly with those member organizations that we've been working with over the last probably 9 months, what we have seen is not only is there a need for that, but it's also appreciated. And the fact, I think, it's that our whole approach is, as I say, to get in and get out as quickly as possible is quite refreshing for some organizations.
You're leaving them in a position of power, that you're going in, giving them a hand, and not moving in, I'm sure, can be helpful sometimes. But it's great to know that with that oversight and that guidance, businesses can make a real move forward and improve their security posture. Tell me what the most important steps a company could do today, immediately, to start to align their cybersecurity with their business strategy. What's the jump in and let's get started on this move?
Yeah, I think that for me, it's about really starting with the information that is moving around the organization. So it's about identifying what I would call the mission critical information assets. I think we've tried in the security world, you know, to throw this security blanket over the organization. That's very, very difficult. I think we have to be much more pragmatic. So I think that we have to go back and say, right, if the business is involved in this line of activity, if the business strategy requires us to be doing X, Y, and Z over the next few years, what are the different information assets that we have that we must protect in order to enable the business to achieve that? That's the starting point. Once you've identified them, you understand where they live throughout their life cycle, then you can begin to protect them. So for me, that's increasingly the jumping off point today. If you happen to be in a highly regulated environment, of course, you've also got to worry about compliance and regulations. But a compliance-based approach is not going to help you take into account some of the unknowns. And this is where I talk a lot about resilience. It's about planning for the future, planning for the unknown. And that requires you to really, I think outside of the natural confines of the box that you could get yourself into if you're just focused on a compliance-based approach to life. And, you know, there may be people listening to this who think, well, you know, I have no option but to focus on compliance. I'm not saying don't do it. What I'm saying is that compliance is probably just the starting point, and don't close your eyes to the other elements as well, because compliance really is a bit like driving the car using a rearview mirror. From time to time, you want to look out forwards to see where you're going. to try to anticipate some of the things that might be happening. And that's really what resilience is all about. So identify the assets, identify their importance to the business, protect those first. And if you've done all of that, then you can move on to some of the other things.
Thanks for putting this into perspective and explaining security as a journey that organizations should be prepared to take. The ISF is helping many organizations to do just that. Listeners, for more information about how to align cybersecurity with your business, visit the Information Security Forum online at www.securityforum.org.